This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Umpqua Community College Theater with something coming up very soon. Professor Bart McHenry and a cast of kids. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
So what do you have coming up?
Well, we are excited because in 2 weeks, we start Almost Maine, the romantic comedy, and we have the Umpqua singers in it as well. So it's a delightful, fun evening, and it opens on the 14th.
So is this a newer play?
No, it's been around for a few years, but it is contemporary, and it's kind of quirky and fun, and it's a bunch of romantic scenes, 10 different romantic scenes, and we have the Umpqua singers in between each of the scenes doing a charming little number. So it is a wonderful evening, and we have wine and desserts and charcuterie, so be sure to come check us out.
Wait, play and food and wine?
You know, it doesn't get better than having a little wine, sitting at a table, watching college students doing comedy.
Wow. And it's at the Whipple Fine Arts Center, right?
It is. It's at the Whipple Fine Arts Center. It's $15, $10 for seniors, and students of all ages get in free. And it's not really meant to be entertaining for little ones, but it's a delightful show.
So a couple of the students are in. Callie, why don't you come up first and talk about what you are doing in these plays. Get real close there.
Hi. I play Gail. I am in the fourth scene. And this has been really fun to do. Everybody is so charming, and it's been delightful working with everybody. I was helping with costumes and directing scenes. Everybody kind of helps out and pitches in, so it's been delightful.
So how new to theater are you?
I have been doing theater since middle school, but I've really kind of locked in this year. I feel like I've improved just being at UCC, so.
What do you like best about doing theater?
Theater is, every time you go into theater, it's like a big happy family. And everybody is so open, everybody's welcoming, and everybody loves doing the show.
And what's your favorite part about the Almost Maine production?
Almost Maine, I think my favorite part is just seeing everybody really come together. And all the scenes that are put together, and everybody has their role, and each role is so fun to watch. Everybody has their own quirkiness to their roles.
All right, and Ava Murphy, let's talk to you about what you're doing in the production. Tell us about it.
So I'm in the first scene. I play Glory. I also help out with social media management. I run some of the accounts, and I help design some of the promotional material you'll see online.
So are you new to theater, or have you been doing this a while?
I've been doing theater since my freshman year in high school.
So how many years is that?
So I'm a first year at college, so that would have been 4 or 5 years.
And what do you like best about theater?
I love the community surrounding it. I love just having a really fun time with my friends. The feeling of being on stage is something that I don't think can ever be reciprocated or replicated. And it's just a lot of fun.
Now, do you ever get nervous when you're on stage?
No, I don't think I have. I always feel I do a lot to prepare myself mentally, and I go over my lines every single day, even if I have them memorized. So no, I don't think I would say I'd ever been nervous.
Now, the Whipple Fine Arts Center is kind of more intimate in size, and do you ever get distracted when maybe somebody in the third row reaches for their beverage or coughs or something?
No, because I went to a very small high school where I did theater. So we always had small crowds. So I always we were trained to just focus on just our scene and, not getting distracted by the crowd.
So how small a high school was it?
I went to Glide High School, so only about 200 students total. So our crowds were probably around 50 to 100.
All right. So, and what are your plans for theater in the future?
I want to keep doing it. I love it. I just, want to keep doing community theater. I don't really see myself stopping anytime soon. So, yeah.
And Callie, really quick, let's ask you the same question. What are your plans for the future in theater?
My plan is to be an actress on film. I'm starting out with theater because I love theater so much, but hopefully the end goal is being on like Hulu or Netflix.
Wow, pretty cool. All right, so Professor Bart, what else should people know?
Well, they should know that they can get their tickets to this very fun show by going to the UCC website. We have Eventbrite tickets, so you could buy tickets on Eventbrite before you get there, or you can just show up with cash at the door. And so we hope to see everybody there on the 14th, 15th, 16th, or 17th. That's the first weekend, and it should be a really charming time. And the shows are evening performances at 7 o'clock and 2 o'clock matinees. While I am here, though, I want to mention that tomorrow is the Renaissance Fair at UCC from 10 to 4.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, there's about 30 different vendors, and if you want to dress up, you're certainly welcome to, and I'll be there selling UCC wine from the Wine Institute on campus. And it's just a great day, a lot of camaraderie and fun things going on with different booths, like the art department having things and singers. And so come on down to the campus tomorrow from 10 to 4 for the Renaissance Fair.
And see, that would explain some pictures I saw this morning of people in downtown Roseburg last night who now I realize we're getting ready for the Renaissance Fair.
Well, you know, there's never a wrong day to dress up. You know, who knows? Who knows?
I guess, but that just caught me off guard, and I thought, why did they dress up like that? And all of them did. And now I know.
Well, if you want to wear a costume to Almost Maine, it does take place in Maine, so you could wear, you know, a funny hat or something and cozy up while you enjoy the college students starting on the 14th of May. And welcome to May. It's already the 1st.
Oh, I know. I can't believe that. And as well, we should point out that you're doing on Saturdays matinees and an evening show.
That's right. There's two shows on Saturday, and then the matinee is also on Sunday. So time slots for everybody. It's going to be a very fun, delightful, funny time. So hope to see you there.
All right, Callie, Ava, Professor Bart, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
8:38
at the Morning Report.